From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, we got an indication that net neutrality, that idea that the internet deliver all of its information from the source to the user at equal speeds, might be on notice. The indication comes from a speech delivered by the new Federal Communications Commissioner, Ajit Pai. Recode's Tony Rahm has been reporting on this. Hi, Tony. We had an indication of this position way back when Pai was a commissioner, right?
When he was a commissioner at the time that Barack Obama was president, Pai voted against rules that require internet providers to treat all web traffic equally because he felt that the plan put in place by the FCC, which subjected telecom companies to utility-like regulation, was far beyond the FCC's remit and subjected the industry to far too much regulation. And now that Pai is chairman, as one of his early acts running the agency, he's taken aim at those rules and basically in a speech in Washington, D.C., said that he's going to chart the course to kill them over the course of the next few months.
How's the industry reacting to Pai's comments?
The telecom industry couldn't be any happier that Chairman Pai is taking the
Shocker.
Action that he's many of these companies sued multiple times to kill the FCC's net neutrality rules. A federal court the first time ruled in favor of the FCC, which was a pretty big victory for the Obama White House. You know, an appeal there is still pending, so we could get a bit of a wrinkle in all this in the coming weeks and months.
Tony Rahm, he is Senior Editor Policy and Politics at Recode. Tony, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for having me.
Who saw that video of the $200 Amazon Look camera released yesterday?
Okay. Alexa helps with thousands of things, and now she can help you look your best.
Alexa, take a photo.
You can talk to it just like the regular Amazon Echo speaker, and it takes photos of you in your bedroom and gives you fashion advice, all while sucking up data on your body and your clothing choices and maybe even whether or not you look pregnant. We called up a self-described geek who says buyer beware. Zeynep Tefekci is associate sociology professor at the University of North Carolina.
What I fear is that we're stepping into a surveillance capitalism that is going to envelop us and nudge us and manipulate us one cool service at a time. I'm not against using cool services. I'm not against using machines and computing to help us. But I just don't like the way we're at full speed organizing them as things that surveil us without us controlling and understanding what they do and making sure they are always beneficial for us and not just, you know, spying on us.
And Zeynep, the company will use all of this to nudge us into buying stuff, right? That's normal.
And I'm not saying Amazon's going to do this, but I read this in an advertising trade magazine. And they were openly saying that if you want to sell makeup to women, the best time to sell makeup is when women feel fat, lonely, or depressed. The trick to these machine learning algorithms that Amazon openly says is going to use on these on this new product is that the programmers don't understand what it's doing either. It's looking at some human training data, human-generated training data, and it's saying, oh, look, this is how you sell to them. So we're empowering computation and machines to manipulate us, and we're just doing it at such speeds. That's what's worrying me.
Zeynep Tefekci is professor at the University of North Carolina and the author of the book Twitter and Tear Gas, The Power and Fragility of Networked Protest. All this week, we are exploring hacktivism. Some hacktivists risk a lot when they go against the status quo in their mission to expose information. The website Mormon Leaks is giving members of the Mormon Church an avenue to post information anonymously, information the Mormon Church would maybe rather stay secret. Mormon Leaks was set up by an ex-Mormon, Ryan McKnight, is currently going to battle with his former church over documents that someone posted on his site earlier this year. Ryan, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why'd you start this website?
Well, our goal is to promote transparency within the Mormon Church, the LDS Church. And we feel that the LDS Church has an ethical responsibility to be transparent with their finances and their corporate policies and procedures. And we feel that they fall short in that ethical responsibility. So we're here to nudge them along, if you will.
Tell me about the latest battle here between Mormon Leaks and the church.
On March 1st, I believe, we leaked a PowerPoint presentation that was not meant for public consumption. And it was a presentation that was outlining the various identified issues and people who in their minds pose a threat to continuing membership in the church and how they plan to address those issues.
Yeah. So who are the people who are sending you this information? Are they members of the church?
They are probably, would be fair to characterize them as non-believers, but on the surface, they're sort of faking it. You know, everybody around them thinks they're a believer, their family, their coworkers. There's ex-employees that are also pretending to be Mormon still.
Some would probably, I would guess, some would accuse you of sort of religious persecution here.
Oh, absolutely. It's been done. I think what gets lost sometimes on the criticism is that there's nuance in the world. And just because I happen to not agree with the church and to see it in many cases as a not worthwhile organization, it doesn't necessarily mean that I've got evil intentions like many believing Mormons would have you believe.
Do you think religion needs hacktivism and hacking?
Maybe not every religion does, but I do think it definitely has a place. I mean, I think we've staked out a pretty solid ground in that world. And
yeah,
and we've obviously shown in a short period of time that it's needed. So I think it would be reasonable to extrapolate that across, religion as a whole.
Ryan McKnight, he is the founder of the website Mormon Leaks. Ryan, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
By the way, we contacted the LDS Church for comment. Response: representatives don't verify the authenticity of any leaked documents, and so they wouldn't comment further on the existence of Mormon leaks. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.